Welcome to this new course on defining absolute confidence within your life. On finding your true power. Over the course of 7 parts, over 7 days, if you wish, you will learn the secrets of Avalon, a sacred, mystical, magical place. A place of rejuvenation, of new energy, new beginnings, and strength. This course will bring you into line with a new frequency of vibration. New tools to define yourself by. And new ways to create confidence, self-belief, and willpower in your life like never before. Come, open the secrets of Avalon. You will know when each part is finished because you will hear the Tor's ancient bell chime. That is the moment to integrate what you have received, breathe it into your life, and make new. Close your eyes and focus on making your breath long, slow, and even. Listen to your breath. Feel the air gently flowing in, dispersing throughout your whole body. And then, as it leaves, it takes away any darkness, negativity, or fears with it as you breathe out. Take your time to feel yourself really here in this moment. All thoughts of your everyday life simply float away and disappear. And you will start to feel how it feels to just be inside your body. We are going on a journey to a magical place. So imagine your feet gently leaving the ground. As you start to float effortlessly up to the skies. The sun is cozy and warm and energizes you as you rise and simply drift towards it. Look to the north and you see a rising hilltop that looks almost man-made in the distance. Covered in beautiful green trees, and in the center, the Tor, Avalon's ancient central stone tower. Avalon is the place where the legendary sword Excalibur was forged. It is the magical, mystical place where King Arthur was taken to recover from his wounds after the Battle of Camlann. It is a place of deep significance for druidesses and druids, shamans, holy people, and those who practice magic arts. Why? Because it is a place of renewal, of growth, and of expansion. The name Avalon is derived from the ancient Welsh or Cornish word Aval, or Avelan, literally meaning fruit-bearing thing. It is the place where all things grow. also known as the Island of Apples, that 1,000 years ago men called the Fortunate Island. It gets its name because it produces all things for itself. For itself. Of its own accord, it produces grains and grapes and apple trees in its woods. And the people there lived for 100 years or more. Let's explore this sacred hilltop, this magical Avalon. This place is vast. Set in old England's green and pleasant lands, the birds are singing. Great fruit trees reach to the sky. Everything is green and lush and brimming with life. Wildflowers, birds, and honeybees. A treasure trove of nature's wonder. Mother Nature is the ruler of this domain, and her creative energy has flowed into every single corner, cove, and crevice. And in the middle of it all, the Tor, the ancient stone bell tower, built to mark the final resting place of Arthur, the wisest king this land has ever known. A simple, humble, stone tower, surrounded by nature in all its finery, in all its glory. Why are we here? What draws us to Avalon? It is the place where great druids, the alchemists of ancient time, learned to expand their powers. This place has a power, an energy that is unique. Can you feel it? Calm yourself. Calm yourself now and feel it. Make your way to the Tor and open its huge wrought iron door. Go and stand in the center of this 2,000-year-old tower and look up. What do you see? You'll start to see your wake of spirits. You will start to feel the hundreds, thousands of spirits who have formed your ancestral line. Thousands of powerful women and men of your own blood, proud, strong, fierce even. And they are all there standing beside you, behind you, around you. They are there for you, pushing you on, believing in you. This is your wake of spirits. These are your kin. All those who have lived and died, and in so doing they have given their power, their force, their strength, their wisdom, their belief to you. Feel them standing beside you, around you, arm in arm, willing you to shine, nothing more, simply willing you on to shine brightly and live in freedom, freedom from fear. Freedom from worries, from negativity. This wake of spirits is with you always, all the time. And they will never leave your side. Feel their force. Look how they stand. They are the mighty great-grandmothers and fathers of your ancient bloodline. And you hold that power, that strength, knowledge and wisdom of each and every one of them in the palm of your hand. All you have to do is breathe. Breathe, open your heart, and let them support you. Feel their shoulders next to yours, solid and potent, ready for anything. There have been warriors in your ancestral line, goddesses, warlocks, and druidesses, and all of that power, all of that energy, that knowledge, that gentleness is within you now, in your blood and bone. Feel it. You are your wake of spirits. You are the culmination of all of these great people. You are unstoppable. But thousands of generations of those who have wanted to have power over you have told you that you are weak, that you will not achieve your dreams, that you must just be happy with what you've got. But that is wrong. That is wrong. Your conditioning has made you small, but it's time to stop. To stop being small. You are the warrior queen. You are the warrior king. And you come from a tribe of powerful, wise, and magical beings. It's time to wake that up once again and manifest it in this life. How? Sit. Simply sit here in the Tor, surrounded by your kin, and let them tell you their stories, your heritage. Hear them. Feel them. Let them show you. Greet them and meet them. Connect your heart energy to theirs. Let them initiate you back into the clan. Let them give you back your weapons. Let them replace your armor, your war paint, your fire. Take your time. You are not fearful. You are a sentient being. Your kin are here to set you free, to return to you that which was always yours, your power, your energy, your belief in yourself. With your kin, you are free. Breathe into your heart. Breathe into your heart and break free from these chains that have held you back for so long. Your wake of spirit will permit it no longer. You are free. Take time to absorb their goodness, their faith, their honor, their strength, and align it with your own energy. Watch how it makes you shine. How does it make you feel? You have time, there is no rush. In a few minutes, when the ancient bell rings, thank this place for your new beginning and make your way slowly back. But for now, breathe into this new power, this new light, and make the wake of spirits your own once more. Make it your own. Thank you.